Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. My name is J. Mark Horst. I'm your friend and Bible teacher, and the program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope, an international gospel media ministry. Thousands are tuning in each week to receive spiritual nourishment and blessing. Right now, you are listening to this broadcast in English, but we also broadcast in 21 other languages to some of the most unreached peoples of the world. People in places like Pakistan, Afghanistan, Tajikistan, Iran, Iraq, Nepal, and more. Why do we do this? Because we have God's promise that His word will not return to Him empty, but it will accomplish what He sends it to do. And you know something? We have ample proof that His promise is true. A recent report we received from Transworld Radio contained this testimony from a listener in Pakistan. Through the radio programs, I understood that God created heaven and earth, and I learned to pray as well. I never heard such messages from my previous religion. Your programs have blessed me and my whole family. I like the songs so much because it gives me so much joy in my heart. Though we come from a poor background, we have great joy in our hearts. We want to introduce your programs to our community members so that they also may be saved. Isn't that wonderful? I praise God for this report because this listener is living proof of the power of the gospel. They are undeniable proof that Jesus is who He said He is, the Son of the Almighty God. And even though hostile governments may try to suppress the gospel, it is still reaching the hearts of men and women, boys and girls, and transforming them from sinners to saints. Hallelujah. Now, here's Dr. Yoder with today's teaching from the Gospel of John.
It was Bishop Augustine of Africa many years ago who said, "My soul is restless until it finds its rest in Thee." He was talking to God, of course. He was expressing that inner longing that everybody has, that inner longing that you have. You long to have peace there, way down deep in your spirit. But you wonder how. How can I have that peace? That's exactly what I want to talk to you about. How to have inner peace. I want to help you to find that peace. Because everybody has such a longing, and everybody tries to satisfy it. But many only create a worse condition. That was the way it was with this woman. She thought by having all these men around her, she could have inner peace, but she didn't have. I want to talk with you, I say, about having inner peace, how to get it, how to receive it. I believe all men everywhere want peace so they can live without fear. But so many are denied true peace. There is an area of peace, however, which you can have, no matter what your conditions may be. I refer to that inner peace, that peace that is in your heart, in your very inmost being. I'm glad to talk to you about that inner peace, that peace of spirit. I have a message for you from God's Word, from the book of John, the fourth book in the New Testament. Regardless of the language in which your Bible may be translated, turn to John 4. I'm going to be reading verses 11 to 19. The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From where then do you have that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank of it himself and his children and his cattle?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so that I may not thirst nor come here to draw." Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come here." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You have well said, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and he who you now have is not your husband. In that you spoke truly." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet." Now she had an eye-opening experience, didn't she? But all she needed, that inner peace that Jesus is able to give. By the talk Jesus had with this woman, he demonstrated the directives which will lead you to inner peace. Directive number one, assess the situation. Take account of how things are. When Jesus offered her living water, she looked at him and she said, "And where are you going to get that living water? You have nothing to draw with. This well is deep. How are you going to get living water? You must be greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his children and his flocks and herds." She was doing some good, straight, and careful thinking. She assessed the situation, and she said, from every human standpoint, "The water he wants to give me is impossible. Where are you going to get water? How can you provide living water?" Well, that's a good directive, my friend, to assess the situation and see how utterly helpless and hopeless it is, strictly from a human standpoint. There's not much hope if you look at it like this woman looked at it, because she understood how deep the well was, and she understood that before he could get any water, he would need something to draw with if he was going to get it from Jacob's well. She did right by assessing the situation. The second directive I get is, express your need. He said, "You come here often. You come here every time you are thirsty. Whoever drinks of this water shall thirst again." Of course, the very fact that she came with her water pot indicated that she was thirsty. Her household needed water, so she came every day with her water pot. It was a drudgery, most likely. It was a kind of thing that kept her going every day. It was what she must do. You come here often, and you are always thirsty. Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But Jesus said, "Whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, because it will be inside of him a well of water." It will be meeting that longing deep in the soul and spirit. It will not be like the physical thirst that brings you here to the well. It will be something altogether different. When she heard that, she said, "Give me to drink." Most likely the woman wasn't understanding everything that Jesus was pointing out to her at this moment. But when she expressed her need, "Give me to drink," it opened the door, the way for Jesus to bring peace to her inner spirit. That inner peace I'm talking about comes when you are willing to express your need. It will lead to peace. These two directives are very important. Assess the situation and express your need. But the third one is even as important as well. Confess your condition. In order for her to get this drink she asked for, Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband." And that is right at the place where she was most distressed. That's where peace was absent. Jesus understood her, and he said, "Go, call your husband and come here." She immediately responded by saying, "I have no husband." That was a confession of her condition. Her whole life was exposed, for he said to her, "You are right. You have no husband. You have, in fact, had five husbands. And the one you now have isn't yours. He is not your husband." Her whole life was completely laid bare by the Lord. She had confessed her condition, and Jesus understood it absolutely. Her response then was, "I understand. You are a prophet." Well, when Jesus offered her that inner peace, that peace of inner spirit, he had to go where the restlessness really was. Once the real condition was clear, he could offer her real peace. My friend, it's that way with you. Jesus can bring to you inner peace. These are the directives. Assess the situation. See how hopeless it is unless he does something other than what you can do. Express your need. Ask him to give you that living water, and then confess your condition. Oh yes, that way inner peace is possible.
My friend, have you found that source of inner peace? If not, would you like to? If you will contact us, we can help you find lasting peace in a relationship with Jesus Christ. And if you were blessed by this teaching and would like to have an audio CD or a printed copy of it, just write and ask for the teaching, How to Have Inner Peace. We'd be happy to send a copy to you just as soon as we receive your request. The quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That's mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, How to Have Inner Peace. Now, if you have questions about the Bible or how to live as a Christ follower, we invite you to send those questions to us. We will take your questions to the Holy Scripture and find an answer. We want to help you grow in your understanding of God's Word and in your relationship with Him. So write to us today. Here's that contact information again. The quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That's mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as Dr. Yoder continues our study in John's Gospel with this question: What is worship? And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.